remember that God is with you wherever you go. And remember that those of us who live in this area care about you and are ready to help in any way that we can. Some of you are away from home tonight for perhaps the first time. And you want to be sure, as we sang a moment ago, that you are not ashamed and that you do not live in a way that anybody can be ashamed of you. Because we represent God wherever we go, when we're wearing His name and when we're assembled in His name and when we're doing things in His name. The fact that many of you are away from home tonight and some of you away for the first time causes me to choose the subject of this evening's study. Four young men away from home. Four young men away from home, two by choice, two forced. Two who had severe problems and two who set extremely good examples. Think about them in the order that they appear in God's Word. First, in the book of Genesis, at about chapter 39 and chapters following, we find Joseph away from home. In the book of 2 Samuel, about chapter 13 and the chapters surrounding that, we find Absalom away from home. Think next at the book of Daniel, particularly in the first several chapters of that book, and you find Daniel away from home. Three of them in the Old Testament, the fourth in the New. At Luke 15, the son who asked for his inheritance and left home. The one whom we usually refer to as the prodigal son, a young man away from home. When you look at these four examples of young men who were away from home, you find some common qualities among them. All of them seem to be from good families. We know more about some of their families than we do others. But the family of Jacob was an outstanding family in many ways, to the extent that Jacob's name became Israel and associated with the children of God for many centuries to come. David, although he made some mistakes, was a man after God's own heart, a king in Israel. Daniel is one about whose family we know very little as far as his background, but seemingly at least from a good family. And the story that's given of the prodigal son certainly includes a father that was extremely outstanding to the extent that he could even represent God himself. All of them were from good families. It seems that all of them had means, money, some of them very rich. Joseph's family was rich. David's family was rich. I'm not for sure about Daniel's. It seems that the prodigal son was in a family that at least had enough money that he wanted to be able to spend some of it and have it for himself. So evidently all of these young men were in families that were well off, or at least reasonably well off. The indication is that all these young men had a good education, that they had been trained. They were not ignorant. They were young men probably who had had an opportunity to be trained as well as anybody who was living at the time when each one of them was living. And the indication is that they all had good minds and perhaps even had good, strong, healthy bodies. Four outstanding young men. Joseph was forced to be away from home. He was sold by his brethren and was taken into Egypt. Absalom made the choice to leave home and to be involved in a conspiracy against his own father to try to overthrow him. Daniel was forced to leave home and was taken along with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the captivity to serve, as you are well aware. The prodigal son made the choice to leave home, even asking his dad for his part of the inheritance that he might go out on his own and use that as he wanted. They were alike in many ways. They were different in other ways. Two chose to leave home. Two were forced to be away from home. It is interesting to note that of the four, there were two who had serious problems after they left, and it's the two who chose to leave that had the serious problems. Absalom certainly had problems. He was the one who tried to overthrow his father, who caused his father so much heartache, who in the attempt to do that was killed, with his father saying, "Absalom, my son, Absalom, I would have died in thy stead." Absalom made that choice to be away from home, and he got into some difficult problems. A study and an analysis of his life and what appears to have been his thinking will indicate that the reason the problems came about were, number one, he did not have the kind of respect that he should have had for his parents and those who had some wisdom and maturity. He thought he had all the answers. He did not respect those who were in authority. He did not respect those who could advise him and help him to know the things that he ought to do. Number two, he had a problem of being struck on himself. I don't know whether they had mirrors back at that time, but I'm sure if they did, he had a big one. In fact, it was even known in the entire community that once a year they would get together and cut his hair and see how much it weighed. And although the Bible says head and doesn't say hair, he was hung by his head, at least, at the time of his death. Evidently, he was interested in his own physical appearance, and that's what occupied so much of his time. And number three, he was interested in power. He wanted something for himself. And that ties back to the lack of respect that he had for others that were in authority. "Give me power. I know where the answers are." He said even to those in the gates, "You let me rule, and I'll solve all the problems. Don't listen to these old fogies. Don't listen to these that are older. I know where the answers are." And here's a young man who was away from home with a lack of respect, struck on himself, and a desire for power, and he had problems. Prodigal son chose to go away from home. He wanted to spend his money. "Don't save it till later. Give me my inheritance now. Let me take it with me. I want to spend it." I don't know exactly how he spent it all. I know some of the accusations that were made by his elder brother, who, by the way, also had some problems, though he stayed at home. But this young man who went away wanted to spend his money. "Give me the money. Let me have it. Let me take it. Let me spend it like I want to. Don't give me an allowance and tell me how to spend it. Let me make my own decisions." He wanted to get out on his own. Not stay at home with dad. Not say, "I need to go somewhere for a little while and I'll be back. Give me some advice of how to act like I'm while I'm there." But he wanted to get away, get away, get away from home. And he got away to the extent of the hog pen, so hungry that he would have eaten the husk of the grain that he was feeding the hogs. And had wasted his money in what the Bible says was riotous living. Not something that was beneficial, that was good for him, something that was riotous. He was away from home, and he had problems because he wanted to spend the money, he wanted to do his own thing, and he wanted to make his own decisions. Two of them had problems, but two did not. Look at Joseph. About the age of some of you when his brothers sold him. Must have been discouraging to know that his own brethren would sell him, had even talked about killing him, that he would not be able to go back and be with his father again, sold into another country where he'd never been before, I suppose, maybe even, at least we know, a different culture. He could have become depressed. He could have said, "What's the use?" He could have said, "God, why me? Why do I have to be like this when I've never done anything against you? I've never done anything against my family." But Joseph just remained strong in his faith. And he said later that God's hand was in all of this, and he must have believed that from the beginning. He had an opportunity to serve in a foreign country, and he served. He had an opportunity to be a people person and to reach out to help people, even when he was put in jail by a false accusation, still reaching out to help the baker and the butler. And when he was tempted by someone to commit an immoral act, he said, "No, I can't do it. I'd be sinning against God. I'd be sinning against you. I'd be sinning against your husband. I'd be sinning against myself." Here's a young man at an early age that had his head on straight. He was away from home. but he was not away from God. And he was not away from the principles that had been taught to him in that godly family. And no amount of anything could persuade him to violate the principles of decency and honesty. He was away from home, but not away from God and the things that mattered. And then there was Daniel, taken into another country at a time that Israel was going into captivity, taken there to serve. And his diet was even set up for him, that he would eat such and such so that he would be the kind of young man that they would want to serve in the court. Daniel said, "No, don't make me eat that. I need to eat another kind of diet. You let me eat it, and if I'm not as healthy and as good for service as these others, then we'll change after that." He persuaded him to let him eat what he ought to eat, and let him do what he ought to do. And there was nothing on this earth, including a den of lions, that could keep him from taking the different times during the day to pray to his God. No amount of power, no amount of persuasion could keep Daniel, even with the threat of being thrown into the lion's den, from looking back toward his homeland and praying to his God and remembering who he was, instead of concentrating on where he was. A young man away from home, but not away from God, and not away from the name he wore. He knew who he was wherever he was. Young men, young ladies, many of you are away from home tonight, some of you for the first time, but you're not away from God. And you ought not to be away from the faith that you have in God, and from the name that you wear if you're a Christian, and from the name that you wear as a part of your family. Wherever you go, you carry those with you. Absalom was away from home. He had problems because he forgot the things that mattered. The prodigal son was away from home, and he had problems because his goals were not the best kind of goals. But Joseph and Daniel, sold to another nation, taken into captivity, a threat of the lion's den, a threat of jail, nothing could keep them from holding firm to who they were and what they were, no matter where they were. Four sons away from home. One thing that is outstanding about the prodigal son, though his life was filled with problems, is that he eventually came to himself and he came back home. And I wonder tonight if there may be some of you, although away from home, who need to come home to God, to be baptized into Christ for the remission of sins, or if you've gone astray, to come back home to the Father as the prodigal son did, in confession and penitence and prayer for forgiveness. You may be away from home physically, but the real question is, are you away from home spiritually? And if anybody, young or old alike, is away from home in his relationship to God, you need to come home as together we stand and sing.